Hello, this is Bobby from Northeast Collectibles. I just wanted to come on real quick and say it's a sad week. Marvel Comics in the world lost a very, very important person. Stan Lee passed away at 95. I mean, he's created some of the greatest characters ever. I mean, first thing when I told Shay Lee, that's my 13-year-old, I mean, we were going to go to Boston last year to see him. Because, I mean, he's been really sick, and he announced that he wasn't going to do a lot more shows anyway. But we didn't end up going down for whatever reason, and now I'm regretting it. He's been my hero. I mean, when I was younger, I mean, comic books were the only thing that really kept me in the street, you know, in his stories. And I watched, actually, one of my favorite shows on sci-fi in the early 2000s, when me and my wife were first getting together with Want to Be a Superhero. It had like Fat Mama and a couple other characters in it. It was pretty funny. That was on Sci-Fi Channel. I remember that. The show was awesome. He's done some amazing things. Helped a lot of people. Told a lot of stories. And he's going to be missed by the world, by millions, you know. It's unbelievable. If anybody has any stories about meeting him or what he's meant to you, I'd love to hear him. Because it blows my mind. I mean, everybody dies. I mean, obviously, he's 95, and he's the man, Stan the man. Like, he's done everything, but still, it's pretty sad. But, all right, I'm going to come back on here in a few minutes. I just wanted to get on and start this podcast out and put my feelings down because I'm kind of blown away right now. You know, how I found out first was my friend messaged me on Facebook. Like, you got to check this out. And then online on Northeast Collectibles 04412, like, I heard a ding ding, and like all my Stanley pops sold within the first 3 minutes, 4 minutes of it being announced, I guess, on Facebook. So it's pretty sad that, I mean, I understand it's about making money and all this stuff's going to be worth a lot more, but it's funny that, you know, that's, it all sold so quick. It's not even about the merchandise at this point, you know, but I guess some people look at it different. But it's a sad day. All right. I'm going to get back on later and ramble on a little bit more about some happier stuff and about some positive stuff, because right now I'm pretty down. Again, Stan Lee died, 95, the godfather of Marvel. Unbelievable. All right, see you guys a little bit later on tonight. Bye. All right, what's up? I'm back, Bobby. I just wanted to go over a couple of things that I'm doing next, and that's going to be April 5th through the 7th. That is our next Comic-Con and one of our only events scheduled for the year so far. And I just want to promote at the Cross Center in Bangor. They're going to have a few guests that they already announced, and I just want to throw that out there to let you go. No, it's going to be Lou Temple. He played in The Walking Dead, The Devil's Rejects, Halloween. Like, he's pretty popular. He's going to be at BCTC this year. Ben Bishop is going to be at BCTC. He's got a list of other artists and vendors that are going to be there. I know Galactic Comics will be there. Northeast Collectibles should be there this year. So it's going to be April 5th through the 7th, and you can locate them on Facebook, Instagram, all social medias. Link up with their webpage. You can buy, vendor spots are still available, and you can buy family packs, VIP passes, all that stuff's still available right online. So just go give it a check and give it a share and tell as many people as you can, because these local events, you know, that's what we got to do here in Maine, is try to help each other out. And all across the country, because I was just told I had somebody listen to my podcast from California, which, how awesome is that? Like, a lot of the stuff I promote is local in Maine and New England, but to have a listener message me from California and tell me that to keep it up, like, that's amazing. Thank you very much. Also, we are still doing the Bangor Market Bazaar on the Hogan Road, right next to Applebee's in the old Kmart building. We're doing Sunday 10 to 5.
And then after Thanksgiving until Christmas will be Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 5. Mike's been doing a fantastic job, like always. We've been trying to mix it up a little bit. We've got sports cards, movie cards. We've been rotating in new comics, rotating in new pops, trying to keep it fresh every week. A couple things a lot of people have been asking for are Transformers. I've been rotating in 5 to 10 new Transformers every week also. So if you guys have been there 1 week and you're like, oh, come back to next. We're trying to make it a new experience every time you visit booth 39 from week to week. So we're trying our best, and I love the support, the shares and the likes for everything, because right now we've got more on Northeast Collectibles, more views every day. Now as far as Northeast Geeks and Freaks go, I'm working on trying to get a guest. Definitely I'm working on my friend Will. Like, I would love to get him on a podcast here to talk about BCTC here soon, to give you guys more of a perspective from a person running it, you know, a little bit behind the scenes and what he's got planned for the future, because he's got tons of other events he has in his brain, and I want to make sure that we promote them, all of them, as much as we can. As far as movies and all that, I mean, all my extra time right now has been setting up for the flea market. The kids after school activities, like, man, I really don't have much. I was really bummed out about the whole Stan Lee thing that I posted. I haven't posted yet, that I recorded a couple days ago, that I'm saving here for this, after this podcast, to post them together. But, you know, it's just a sad day for comic world, man, like Stan Lee. But only thing guaranteed in life is you're going to die and you're going to pay taxes. So, you know, unfortunately, you know, it was his time. But what he did while he was on this earth was change it. You know, change the way everybody feels. So, breaks my heart. But, you know, and, oh yeah, there's someone else I want to thank. From Pine State Con, all right, Mike Bordick. Thank you for coming. Now, he did for UCP, which is the school that my youngest son, Ollie, has autism, for anybody who doesn't know. And he goes to UCP. They work with him every day. You know, it's a fantastic, fantastic school. They do great things there. He's already improved, like socializing, speaking. Everything is getting better, you know. So to show support, Mike Bordick, my friend Tracy's best friend, did the Pine State Con, and all his proceeds from all his signing and all his raffles went to UCP. So we raised $220 that was donated. So I would like to say a big thank you to Tracy, big thank you to Mike Bordick, and also a big thank you to Will for putting on the event, you know. And I just saw a post that Will posted that we donated enough food from the food drive for Pine State Con to, they said, feed 50 kids at a school for 3 weeks. Now, tell me that's what it's all about. Helping local, helping kids, donations. You know, cons always get a rap of, you know, being a community that only is for each other. But, I mean, what we're trying to do is expand this community to everybody. So I'm very, very proud to say I was a part of this event. And then at the end of the month, we still got toys to donate. So from the Pine State Con. So again, Will, you're the man, but you already know how I feel. And then thank you again, Mike Bordick. And thank you, Tracy, for setting everything up for Mike Bordick and making that happen. So Pine State Con, a success in my eyes, you know. And it doesn't hurt that I got cover photos from Paul Pelletier. He had these sheets there where he draws different covers for different comic books, and then they make decisions on what covers they want to use. So I ended up getting Titans 21. He has A, B, and C covers that he did, and I got the sketches from those, which was amazing. And then I got his variants from Batgirl. And then I also got the normal ones from Batgirl, all signed by Paul Pelletier. Issue 26, 27, and 25 with the variants all signed. So that's going in my personal collection because, one, Batgirl is one of my favorite characters, and Paul's one of my favorite artists. So together, that's definitely something I'm keeping. And I'm definitely keeping the cover art from Titans issue 21. I will post some pictures of this stuff online on Northeast Geeks and Freaks if you guys want to see the pictures and stuff I'm talking about. Right now, I'll post them on so you guys can take a peek at it. All right. So I promoted that. I thank Pine State Con. All right. It looks like I'm going to have to go start some dinner and get these kids fed and get down here and do a little bit more work. But I want to thank everybody, like always, for listening. Thank you for sharing. And please, just tell a friend, you know. That's what it takes, is the more I network this stuff out, the more listeners we get, the more I can do, you know. So I really appreciate everyone. And thank you. Too blessed to be stressed. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.